Camel Country 107.9.
I always thought, Chad, that you committed a major food crime by putting ketchup on your mac and cheese.
That's how we always did it. My sister and I, when we were kids, we would get out the Heinz ketchup and we would put it on. I liked it when the macaroni was really hot, and I liked it when the ketchup was really cold. Tasty.
Wow.
Yeah.
I actually am not so grossed out by that after hearing some of these other food crimes. What? One woman says that her cousin ate a ketchup sandwich and dipped it in his coffee.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like something I would try. What else is going on?
A friend put ketchup on cake.
So it's all these ketchup things.
Yeah,
okay.
A mayonnaise and Nutella sandwich.
Interesting. Is that something you'd like?
No. Soy sauce on grapes. That one doesn't gross me out so bad. That one actually sounds kind of good.
Well, soy sauce is salty, right? I mean, that just kind of give it like a salty,
right,
sweet type of thing. That might be okay, yeah.
But this one threw me over the edge. Friend will have a bowl of Captain Crunch cereal with milk and then put a scoop of mayonnaise in it.
I think I'll stick with my ketchup on mac and cheese. If you've done something like this, if you eat something, weird food combinations, food crimes, you called them.
Food crimes.
You were in the other room getting that clip ready and getting the keyword all set up, producer JP. Question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever put ketchup on macaroni and cheese?
Oh, yeah.
You like it?
I love it.
Really?
Just a little bit on the side, not on top. Just a little bit on the side.
I put it right on the top.
Ooh.
Put it right on the top.
Wow, that's intense.
I'm surprised you like that. I'm happy you do. Hey, Tony, where are you calling us from?
Mesa.
What is your food crime?
Hershey bar with American cheese on top of it.
So chocolate and cheese.
Yeah.
When did you first start doing that?
Since I was like in the sixth grade.
I actually think that sounds like it'd be okay.
So good. Mmm.
Have you ever had chocolate cheese?
Mm-hmm.
That's what it would taste like to me, I think.
I don't know. It's so good. You got to try it.
I've never heard of chocolate cheese before.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can get that at some of the specialty cheese shops. Hey, thanks for waking up with us. We appreciate it. Hey, John, what's your food crime?
My wife's cousin, I found out last night, eats ranch on spaghetti.
Ranch on spaghetti?
And apparently, it's something her whole family does, like her mom and siblings and everybody.
There's a contingent of people out there that put ranch on just about everything.
Right.
You know, on this list that I found about weird food crimes, there was a guy that likes ranch so much, he will put it in a glass, water it down, and then drink it like a shake. It is totally disgusting. I agree.
I just go straight to the hospital. You're gonna need some help if you do that too often. Hey, John, thanks for listening to us. We appreciate it. Let's go to Queen Creek. This is Angelina. What's your food crime, Angelina?
I started off with mustard right on top of plain Lay's potato chips.
Yeah!
Yeah, yeah.
That'll wake you
and
up.
And then I took it up a step and did sauerkraut on top of plain Lay's potato chips.
Well, Maria's like acting like you shot her in the chest. I mean, it's not that big a deal. It's just sauerkraut.
Well, here's the deal.
You don't like anything. That's the deal.
No, no, no.
You don't like pizza.
No, no, no. Listen,
okay,
listen.
I'm listening.
My husband spent some time in Germany. He hates sauerkraut. And when we got married, it was, I promise to love, honor, and never have sauerkraut in the house.
You're missing out. Sauerkraut's good.
I'm sorry for your household.
Okay. Is this Kim in Tullison?
It is. How are you?
Doing well. Thanks for asking. What's your food crime you want to tell everybody about?
I heard you guys talking about macaroni and cheese. You need to try it with applesauce on it.
Why in the world would I put applesauce on mac and cheese?
I'm telling you, the sweetness against the sugar or the cheese in that is delicious.
But here's my problem with both, like, Chad doing the ketchup and mac and cheese and you with the applesauce. I want my mac and cheese hot, and then you put cold food on it. It screws it up.
I know, but have you had ice cream with hot fudge on it? Same scenario.
There you go.
Oh,
see?
Crap. Good point.
I like the way you think. What about pork chops and applesauce? Have you tried that one?
I haven't, but I hear about that. I'd like to try that.
It was that a Brady Bunch thing?
It was a Brady Bunch thing. And just so you know, I've had pork chops and applesauce.
And it was good.
It was good.
Heat and cold. You're discounting your own theory.
Exactly.
Well, you guys are getting angry all of a sudden. Wow.
Hey, Kim, thank you for calling.
All right, you guys have a wonderful day.
You too.
In Mesa, this is Terry. What's your food crime?
I love peanut butter and syrup sandwiches.
Wow, like, I love peanut butter. I've had peanut butter and marshmallow sandwiches, peanut butter and bacon. I've had peanut butter and honey.
Yes.
Never peanut butter and syrup.
That kind of just sounds like cold French toast.
You got to try peanut butter and syrup sandwiches because they're very good.
Was this an accident or did somebody have you try this at one point so that you kind of got into it?
I don't know. It just was something that we did as kids. And when I used to babysit, I got my babysitting kids hooked on it and their mother wanted to kill me.
It's tough when you're feeding the kids sugar and then you got to watch them afterwards, right?
I know. That's okay. I was young then and stupid.